Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 22nd day of Tishrei, Shmini Atzeres, Tovshin, Pei, Dalad. Masechta Moed Kotten, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Dalad. Ein Leukhin, we count continuing the laws of Cholamoid. Ein Leukhin Botim, Avodim, Uvehema, Ela Letzarchamoid. One cannot buy in Cholamoid houses, real estate that is, servants, animals. In the Yerushalmi, it adds even stones, unless it's for the sake of the Yom Tov, the Chol HaMoed. For example, a house you need to live in, you need an avid to serve you, you need an animal for shechting, you need stones to build or to repair a dangerous wall. Or there's another option, there's another circumstance where you can buy these things, even if you don't need them for the for Chol HaMoed, but if the seller has nothing to eat, he's desperate for money. And he's relying on the sales to be able to support and buy food. Some of Farshim learn that our Mishnah mentions houses and vodim as a chiddush, that even though these things are quite public, the sale of these items is quite public. Nevertheless, if it's for Chol HaMoed, if it's for the Yom Tov, for the Moed, you're allowed to buy them. If it's not for the Moed, then even other things are awesome. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat. According to the opinion of the Rambam, they learn differently. Other things, if you need them, even though you don't need them for the Moed, you're allowed to buy them. Because buying things is not really awesome in our Torah anyway, even on Yom Tov. So on Chol HaMoed, they said, no, if it's a small thing, you can buy them. If it's not something, won't attract a lot of attention. But when you're buying real estate, Avodah Behema, that's when you're required to be for the Tzarech HaMoed. Because these type of things, the transaction is substantial, and it gets publicity. So for that, they said, we want you to only do that for the Moed, the Chacham said. That's how the Rambam learns Pshat. Ein mefanin mi bais lebais. One cannot clear out one's belongings or one's grain from one house in a chotzer to another house, which is in another chotzer. That's because of the, Rashi learns it's because of the tircha involved. But he's allowed to empty out from house to house in the same chotzer, the same yard. One cannot take back or bring back some equipment that you've left with the repairer. You're not allowed to bring them back to your house in Chol HaMoed. Now, some learn the pshat, Rashi learns pshat, because, again, it's a bother. It's a bother to bring it back from the Beis Suman. Others learn there's a different reason. It's because it's Maris Ha'ayin. People start to think, oh, look at him. He went to have his equipment repaired in Chol HaMoed. Im choshesh lahem, if, however, he's worried about the safety of his belongings, might be stolen, mefanon lechotzer acheres, then he can empty them out to another chotzer, to another place where they'll be protected, but he cannot bring them to his house. The Gemara explains we're talking here about kelim, which are not needed for the Moed. If it's kelim, if it's equipment, the things that you need for the sake of the Yom Tov, then of course you're allowed to bring them from the Uman, from the tailor, from the tradesman that you left them before Yom Tov. Mishnah Hay, mechapin es haktzios bakash. One is allowed to cover the figs that are there for drying out. On Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to cover them with kash, with straw, to protect them from the rain. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Ma'abin. Rabbi Yehuda says you're even allowed to pile them on top of each other so that the top levels will protect the lower levels. Moichre Feiros, Ksus Vechelim, Moichre Bitzin Al Tzach HaMoed. Fruit sellers, clothing stores, and stores of other kelim are allowed to be open, but only discreetly for the sake of the Chol HaMoed, for the sake of the Yom Tov. So that means they don't open their shops in the normal way. They close a little bit, they open it, they sort of have the door partly open, partly closed. The Gemara brings a braisa that tells us that if the shop was open to a corner or to an alleyway, that can be open normally. If it's open on, it has a shop front which is facing the public street, then you should open one door and close them one door. Hatzayodin, people that are fishermen or bird hunters, the hadashoshres, people who are crushers, they crush the wheat to make porridge for daisa. Bhagarosres, bean crushers, people that are grinding the beans. Oisin bitzin olatzor hamoed. They're allowed to do their work discreetly if it's for the sake of Yom Tov. Why? Because if you don't do it discreetly, people start to think, oh, they're doing it just because they want to use the Chol HaMoed time for doing it, but it's not really for Yom Tov. We're talking here about professional crushers or fishermen, etc. These people are doing things usually in large quantities, and therefore it looks like they're doing it not for the Yom Tov, if they unless they do it discreetly. Bitzina. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Heimichmer al Hatzman. Rabbi Yossi says that these tradesmen tended to be machmer on themselves, more strict, not to do this their job on Chol HaMoed, even if it's in a discreet manner, and even if it's for Chol HaMoed. They tended to take this extra chumrah upon themselves. The Gemara brings a brisa that says that the fishermen or the hunters of the city of Akko were more machmer, that they didn't hunt at all. And those who were in Sipori, the crushers, those who crushed the wheat, or the wheat crushers, they were machmer not to do it at all as well.